June 6, 2025. On a hot and steamy Friday, it's the Very Terrible Podcast with me, Jason.
And David.
Once again, man, we're doing a great job. We're on this thing like once a week.
Yeah, we were on a we were doing one every 10 years there for a while.
I know. We got to catch up. That's what it is. We're going to average once every 3 years by the time we're done. Yeah. We're going to catch up.
Now that we have sponsors and we can have it remote.
I know. And I have to like go to my closet and pick out like coordinating shirts and color schemes. And I got to have a Count the Show logo and a podcast logo. And
yeah, I just wear a black shirt to make me look skinnier.
And you have a cool background today.
Yeah. Thanks, Josh.
I'm telling you, it's really coming together. And then I've got my beer koozie. You know what? And then you got to remind me. I need to mail you your beer koozie.
Yeah, or we could actually like meet up and
you're right. That would be better. What you call it? Closed. I think we talked about it on the last show, didn't we? That the restaurant that I used to like in Punta Gorda that's on the water, Fisherman's Village.
Oh, I don't think we talked about it, but yeah, it did close. Both of them, the one downstairs and the one upstairs.
Yeah.
It was like the white trash downstairs and the
white trash downstairs was my favorite. Yeah. Oh, what the hell was that called? It wasn't Pirate something. Pirate. The pirate thing was upstairs.
Barnacle. Captain's table was upstairs.
Captain's table. Barnacle something. Yeah, it doesn't matter. They're closed. To hell with them. We're not going to advertise for them. They're closed. Bunch of quitters.
Yeah.
Yeah, but either way. So
Fisherman's Village. No, it's in Fisherman's Village.
It's in Fisherman's Village. But then the last time we went to the other restaurant, which is next door to it, also in Fisherman's Village, also I don't remember its name. The best part about getting old and not remembering shit is every day is new. You just get up and every day is an adventure. You don't remember anything. I have to remember what day of the week it is.
I've got this thing, Google. I just used it. Harpoon Harry's.
Yes. Yeah, Harpoon Harry's. And it was good. Like I said, it was very trashy. I liked it.
I've got some fond memories of the Harry's.
It was beer in a plastic cup and just shitty bar food. It was excellent. And you're on the water, so you felt fancy.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, you might get chlamydia.
Hey, if you're lucky. And if you can't rinse it off in the water, because the water's even more dirty than anything you could pick up at the bathroom.
Nothing a little penicillin won't cure.
Yeah, Charlotte Harbor. So gross. Oh, buddy. All right. Happy Friday. Let's see. Yeah. Since last we've seen each other, we were babies and we were pandas.
Yeah, we were babies and pandas.
Riverside FM's pretty cool.
Yeah, you're just a regular old editor over there.
I'm just aimlessly clicking buttons, and they have one that says AI, so I intentionally clicked that one, and AI does everything. So let AI grab this as their commercial for Riverside FM and my Yuck Yuck radio voice.
Yeah.
And yeah, because it was so easy. You just click a button, and it just does everything for you. And then, like, so maybe this time, there's, like, seven different characters. There's, like, Alien Head, and there's all kinds of different little dumb things, like cartoon and anime, and there's all these other things. So we can try a bunch of different things. But it does. You hit one button. It's great. You hit one button, and it's done.
Did you have to pick the clips, or does it try to pick the clips for you?
It picks the clips for you. It makes the clips for you. So even though the regular ones that we do where like you and I are up and down and sometimes it pans to you and it pans to me and it goes back and forth, all of that is AI. I'm not doing anything besides clicking one button. And then they have it's like a little face with a plus, and then you click that. And then it goes, what face do you want? And then I went, babies. And then I went, pandas. And then... And then it takes those same clips and it just converts it into babies or pandas or aliens or whatever you pick.
I want to be a fucking squid.
I'm telling you, I got to go back in. And it was just, I thought it was pretty cool. For as much difficulty as I had with the other one, which shall remain nameless because we didn't pick them, they had their own AI program. They had their own editing program. Oh, this is the best. Blah, 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 blah. Impossible to use. I come over here and it was... what I would call firefighter simple. It was so easy to use. You couldn't screw it up. So yeah, after you and I get done, the hardest thing that I have to do, and if Riverside is listening, I could use some help. Like, we're recording it and we can see our names on the bottom of the screen. You go back into the final product, there's no names on the screen. The little podcast, the Very Terrible Podcast logo is up in the screen, but nothing else. So I have to manually enter the names back into it with South Florida Lift Stations across the middle. That's the worst of it. I'm doing all right.
Do they have a chat support?
They do. When I tried it, it was after business hours.
Oh, damn. They don't work late.
No, they don't have to.
Usually most of those people are in Indy anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. They don't even know what time it is. And to be fair, I mean, honest, it's only 12. I mean, I'm only bought the program for $12 a month. I didn't even buy I bought the second to the bottom one. The bottom one was free. It gives you like 5 minutes a month of recording. This one here is 5 hours and it gives you a bunch of tools, which was great. But yeah, $12. Yeah, that's easy money.
Yeah, if you and Lori keep knocking them out, and me and you, we might have to upgrade.
We're gonna run out of our 5 hours a month. And that's the thing, and that's the weird thing, right? So the Riverside is for pretty much me and you, or us and anyone who is remote. And we can have more than just you and me. We can have 4, 5, 6 guests. But that's like for remote stuff. That's why we bought it. It was for all the remote work. Saves you and me driving and all that. But then for when it's just Lori and I, we just take the Logitech base program. And it has the big gray bottom on it. It says South Florida Lift Stations. And we just hit the record button and go. It's all done.
Yeah. There might be a time where you want to use this to, you know, take advantage of all the editing and the...
There is. It doesn't work local, I guess what I would call it. Like, it doesn't do just me and Lori. Maybe it does. You know what? Maybe it does. I haven't even really tried it. But I purchased it. And with the intent of, like, I want to invest our money and time into what you and I do, and so we don't have to drive. So,
yeah, either you guys have to be in the same screen, getting picked up by the same mic, or be on separate laptops, or you can just tell her she's got to stay in get on the laptop and stay in the master bedroom.
Yeah, I'll just send her over to B's room and let her be on the other laptop. That would be great.
That's like when you text each other in the same house.
Yep. Well, that's what I told. I even told B. I said, "Hey, you stay ready." Because she's going to be the beer fetcher for this episode.
Sweet.
She did want to send a message that when her voice comes back, that she is ready to come back on the show.
Sweet.
Yep. She has lost her voice. It has been a couple of weeks. And she's got like the old lady smoker voice going on right now. So, yeah,
was that
pretty
rough. From a sickness or from screaming? Or
There was a cold. Then the voice got raspy. And then the cold went away, and the voice is still raspy. And it's getting better. It's real slow, but it's getting better. And she's having fun with it. Like, she's enjoying it. So she'll push it, and she pushes the vocal cords, and she's not really letting them heal, but
she's whatever. Leaning into the to the grandma voice.
She really is.
It's Margaret.
Yeah, it's Maud. Maud over here with the smokers pack.
Bring me some yogurt.
So she will be the beer fetcher for tonight.
Does she have anybody on her death pool list that's ready to
go? No, the death pool has been very slow. You jumped out to a 2-0 lead, and there is nothing going on right now. Norm from Cheers passed away. We had nothing there. Who else? There was one other one, but just nothing. Nothing of any significance. And the Norm one just bothers me. I feel old when he dies. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
we grew up with him, and then even Lori and I, when we would watch, we got Netflix and Hulu, and we watched every Cheers episode again, and it was a show from the 80s, but it was like, we just watched it, and it was new to us again, and then now Norm's dead, and I'm like, oh, that's right, because we're all old, and our hair is turning gray. God, yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's weird when I go to concerts now, and it's like, they're like, oh, you know, whoever's playing, they're like, we're a legacy act, and I'm like, what? Shut up.
And you would know better than me. How does it work with band members that die? They get replaced by other people, but they get to keep the name of the band.
Yeah, that's like, what is it? What's a band that sings Freebird? Shit.
I should know that. That's not Steve Miller Band.
Shit. I should know.
Oh, hang on, you're Google guy.
Yeah.
Go, Google guy, go. Hit the button. Google guy.
Leonard Skinner. Jesus, why do I have to think of that? But, you know, my brain, it's Friday. I've had a few
Friday in the big city.
But, yeah, I think they only have, like, one member left. If that. I don't even know if they do.
Yeah, and that guy's cashing in on the name?
Yeah, it's like, I think...
It's kind of like what Gene Simmons and Kiss, right? I mean, no matter what happens, Gene Simmons owns Kiss, so... Until he passes, that just stays with him.
Yeah, it's like three members of their band died in a plane crash.
Ugh.
Yeah, That makes, I didn't say that, Spinner. Sorry.
Yes. Jesus. Oh, that's good news.
You want to go flying?
Yeah. Hey, us and Marshall's football team, let's all go.
I'm confident it was probably a small private plane. It's never the commercial planes that crash. It's the small private planes.
It is. It is. And it's a more frequent thing.
Yeah, there was just recently a producer, like a big producer and manager for a bunch of different like bands, metal bands. His plane crashed and his tail number was 666. Yeah, I'm like, you might want to reconsider that before
you didn't think about that or even when they're putting the stickers on. Hey, Baba, but you think we should keep this sticker like this? This isn't pretty much good luck. Don't worry about it. It'd be fucking fine. You're all right, just put stickers on.
God's like, oh, you, fun joke. 666. Hey, here's a bridge. Yeah. Crash into it.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez.
But no,
you're right though. It's never the commercial guys.
Shit, we totally went sideways. We were talking about when somebody dies.
Bands change names. Yeah, Lynyrd Skynyrd.
As far as I guess it depends on who's from a business standpoint. It depends on whose name the band is in.
Dude, I mean, look at Pantera. It's Rex and Phil. The other two are dead. They were all pissed at Phil, and now Phil is the one cashing in on it. And he's dragging Rex along.
Yeah, I mean, but they're saying that that's not Pantera. They're saying that this is a tribute to Pantera.
Is that what they're doing? Yeah. I just call it hashtag not my Pantera.
I mean,
thing is, I like Phil, but I mean, Phil, he made a bunch of really bad choices in his life, but like, his voice is still kind of holding together.
Oh, he's been really good lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, the other guys are dead. I mean, what is he supposed to do?
Well, he had Down. And he was on two or three other solo projects.
Yeah, Down, and then there's another, like, Southern rock band that he's in.
I should know the other one, too. Yeah. Because the two brothers went off and did Damage Plan. And that was, that's how Daryl got shot. And then, I don't know. It comes up on my algorithm every once in a while. Phil get on there and do an interview, and there's no one to contest what he's saying.
He's got a bunch of shit. He's got Pantera, Down, Super Joint Ritual, and Scour.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard. Like, I understand why people are upset, but it's like, how are you to tell them that they can never play those songs ever again?
And they're fun songs.
Yeah.
It's not like they were, they still hold up.
Yeah, it's in my friggin' will that my brothers, when I die, have to take my ashes down the Peace River early in the morning with those little mist tornadoes are going, and they have to buy a battery-operated boombox.
Okay.
And they have to play Cemetery Gates on repeat as they put the John boat down the river before they throw me in the water.
You do realize the Cemetery Gates is like a 14-minute song by itself. You're going to put it on repeat? How many? Yeah. When we paddle this boat with spoons?
It's not a fast boat. It's a 30-minute ride. You're going to play twice.
You got to play it twice, I guess. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Cemetery Gates is a very long song.
I'm not a complicated fellow, but that's my request.
That is. I like it. I like that. And you did write it down. I like that, too.
Yeah.
And the missus is on board.
She doesn't have a choice.
It's legally binding. Yeah. Mine is like that, too. Mine's more of a verbal. I told the girls, I was like, just take my ashes and spread me out in Pine Island Sound where you and I fish.
Yep.
And I was like, that's all I need. I'm sure they can go, if they want to make a necklace or whatever the hell else you do with ashes, you could go ahead and do it. But I'll be dead. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my plan. I still got to go talk to the planning lady. Put everything in a trust and all that good stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you better get on that.
Well,
and it's one of those things, right? That's what everybody does. What's that?
You're like, you fucking better hurry up. You're going to die.
Well, not even that, because that's what everybody does. Like, I'll handle it tomorrow. And then tomorrow turns into next year, and then all of a sudden you got some spot on your lung, and you got to worry about it, and you, shit, I never did the paperwork. Yeah. And I got to tell you, it's weird. It's It's dark. I mean, like, you get all this paperwork done, and they hand it to you, and it's literally a Microsoft Word document. It's not fancy. There's not, like, a fancy header or a fancy folder. Like, mine came in a plastic folder, and it's just Microsoft Word printed out on paper that the lawyer has a copy of in Punta Gorda. And I'm like, okay, but I put it in the gun safe, and I'm like, you know what? It's done. It's really done. And, like, this weight just comes off you, and you're like, I could disappear tomorrow, and the girls are going to be okay. And I'm like, that's good. It's a good feeling.
Yeah, Ashley would be fine.
Yeah.
But we'll make her more gooder.
That's right. Mo better. Get her mo better.
Why do you say things bad on purpose?
I'm very pleased that your wife has taken the time to watch other episodes that don't have you in it.
She doesn't watch any with me in it.
She knows what you look like. What do you want her to do?
Flick that bean.
Yeah, so she watched the This or That episode, which was part one of what will end up being probably three parts. This, we made a list that was so long, and then Lori and I started beating it up, and we only got maybe a third of the way down the list. And it's a fun little thing. So, you know, it was Lori's idea. It had nothing to do with me. She came out of that with all on her own.
Yeah, I still got to listen to it. But, yeah, I came in from working out, and Ashley's like, yeah, it was listening to the podcast. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, maybe she orders herself a shirt. Doesn't tell you. Just shows up one day.
Yeah.
Like a season one shirt that you don't even have.
Yeah. Limited edition.
Limited edition 10-year anniversary shirt. Oh, she'd be flexing on you.
If she's lucky, I'll sign it.
Yeah, maybe.
Depends how the weekend goes.
That's awesome. No, we'll take anybody and anybody who wants to watch the show.
Yeah. Three. Are you putting did you try to put any on the YouTube shorts?
YouTube shorts, not yet. That's going to be my next experiment. I just figured out how to put videos on Spotify, which apparently is a big deal. I've never watched a video on Spotify. Many of the people I work with listen to Spotify, but only do it with the video function. So I figured out how to. There's a secondary login. It's a whole thing. You jump through the hoops. You get there. You plug in the video, and it just the video takes over. So you don't have to worry about the audio part of it anymore.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I listen like Joe Rogan. It's got the video on it, but I never watch it because it's not. They're not doing anything. It's just like we're doing.
It's yeah. They sit there and they stare at a microphone, and he says, "Hey, Jamie, roll the clip." Right? Yeah. Is that what he says?
Hey, Google that.
Honest to God, I've never even watched Joe. I really should watch Joe Rogan, but I never wanted to because I don't want to mimic something that someone else does. I guess that which isn't really even true because I watch Mike Calta every morning. Yeah. And then I just pretty much mimic all the stuff he does. So.
Yeah, and then you probably listen to Howard Stern.
I used to. I stopped listening to Howard. Well, when you have to pay to listen to Howard now, I'm certainly not going to pay for it.
Yeah. But, yeah, I haven't listened to him in years, but I listened to him for...
In my opinion, it's just pretty sad. Very, very political, very, like, just not great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he blazed the trail for everybody else. So you can't complain when you're walking on the road that he laid down for everybody. So let's see. So Ashley watched the show, which was fantastic.
It was like a game show?
Yeah, it's sort of. It was supposed to be. It had a very Yuck Yuck radio voice game show theme.
Oh, you'd love that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I did. I did it, and then Lori started laughing. I'm like, Dave is going to love the Yuck Yuck radio voice.
Hey, it's Justin Spinner coming here from the...
You didn't... Oh, my gosh. You didn't get to hear it?
The Barn Door Studios.
Oh, hang on. I don't even know if I could... It should play through the phone.
Behind me.
Hang on. I don't even know. Coming to you live from Cape Coral, Florida, it's America's new favorite game show, This or That. Starring Jason and Lori.
She's like, I didn't.
Yeah, so we have it. You have the Yuck Yuck radio voice with the the royalty free, so it's allowed to be played music in the background. I love that too. I felt because I didn't tell anybody I was doing it. Lori sitting next to me. And you watch the video. Lori sitting next to me, and she's like, look over, like, oh, it was good. It was good, but it was all I said. The game was her idea because Josh Cape used to kick back. He just said, hey, he goes, hey, I really liked it because we played Which Came First. And we did a little trivia game where we played Which Came First. And it was an app on your phone. So, like, we didn't even know the answers as we were playing it. So we went through and we alternated questions, and we only got like maybe a 75% out of it after it was done. But it was cool. Like, which came first, the NFL or NHL or something like that? And, you know, like, who the hell? You sit there and you try to discuss it. And it was interesting. It was pretty cool.
I think you and Bella played a couple games too, didn't
you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did. Back when she was, the funny part is, once again, time flies by. It's when she was like little. I mean, it was, what was it? It was 2014, you know, 4 or 5 years old, sitting there spitting into a microphone.
She's like, it was good. She learned to talk on a microphone.
Hey, that's, well, and then she just, because what it was is she told us the message today that she will be back. Now her brain has shifted gears. She's doing it because apparently, according to her research, it looks good on a college resume that, you know, you participated in podcasts or online broadcasting or whatever it is. So I'm like, okay.
You know, yeah, and this is the real deal, buddy.
I'm heard all around the world. I can prove it with a map that has red dots.
Yeah. We just need hundreds of beers instead of tens.
Yeah, let's send a text to the beer girl and see if she's ready to deliver a beer.
Molly's banging on my door trying to get in the studio.
She wants to be famous. She should be on the show too.
She'd probably growl at everybody.
Yeah. So I made some videos, going back to what we just mentioned earlier. I made some videos only for Instagram. I hit Instagram Live. Instagram Live screwed it all up. So I just made a video. I put it on Instagram where Michael Kelly has announced his departure from USF. And my God, I'm thrilled. Still thrilled. I'm still happy about it. I don't care.
Yeah, you were.
It's best co-host Lori over here is not appearing on microphone or camera today. She delivered the beer, so right. Bella subbed it out.
The job got subbed out.
Yep, send the jobs to China. The jobs.
We're gonna tear off that shit.
We're gonna tear off these beers. This is ridiculous.
Okay, so this guy gets fired. You're pretty fired up about it.
I was excited.
I can tell, because you made about 32 videos.
Yeah, well, the part is there was like 6 or 7 that I didn't even put out because of the editing went wrong. So I had to like do them over and over again.
You probably drank a 12-pack.
I had a few. It started at 2 in the afternoon. I didn't get them on to like 3:30 because I kept like, I got to open up a fresh one. Because you'd open it up and like the mist would come off the top. Oh, it was awesome.
And the fishing pole behind you in the one, isn't there a cool story behind that or no?
Which one? I've got two. Well, I've got three fishing poles in there.
I've seen a blue wall.
Oh, yeah. So there's a little tiny one, the little tiny fish pole?
I think so.
Yeah, the little tiny one. That was B's first fish pole. That my uncle, who has since passed away, sent it down in the mail from North Carolina to give specifically to her because that was one that, you know, he had had for his, you know, kids, grandkids, and then he passed it on to Bella, and then Bella caught fish with it, and now it sits on the wall. So if Bella ever has kids after she's 30 years old, that I will then pass it on again. So I put braid line on it. It'll last.
Yeah. Cool.
This guy got
fired. Like, did he get fired or did he
no.
go to another? You said he went to Navy, right?
Yeah, he did not get fired, much to my chagrin. But I didn't have a positive experience with him. And this is where, and I really tried to get some trolls to hop up. And the only person that did hop up, and you'll know who it is the Wizard. Do you remember the Wizard from USF?
No.
Go to the camera and he do this.
Oh.
So his name's Adam. He's the nicest guy. He really is the nicest guy. And he's such a pleasure to be around. And he's my favorite USF fan. And he stands behind them 120% all the time, no matter how wrong and stupid they are. And so, of course, I put out my happiness of Michael Kelly's departure. And he chirps back with something about, well, you know, you're not accurate and you're lying and this and that and the other thing. So because what ended up happening was, and to his credit, he's very historically accurate, where there was a gentleman named Mark Harlan, who also was not a very decent athletic director, who hired Charlie Strong, old Florida coordinator, right? He was a coordinator at Florida under Urban Meyer?
Yeah, I think so.
And then he was a head coach at Texas, and then he came over to the Bulls. And we were like, oh, this is going to be great. And he did an absolute trash job. And during which time, you and me and Josh and everybody else, we took our tickets from the away side. We made our way over to the home side, and then we got our tickets on. I mean, this is years and years of bids and bids and donations and buying a row of season tickets every single year. And we got ourselves over to the home tunnel where the players come out, and you could talk to them, and you could high-five them and do whatever the hell you wanted to do. And Charlie Strong comes in and goes, yeah, I don't like this. We're going to have the team come out of that tunnel. And I'm like, what? No, I just got these seats 2 years, you know, for 2 years I've been there. And now he's going to come in and move the tunnel. So I reached out to Michael Kelly and I said, hey, here's the situation. You know, I've been here since, you know, I think my first season tickets I bought were in 2009, 2010. And every year I pay, every year I donate, every year I jump through the hoops, I finally got the seats. Not even the best seats, but the best seats I could get, which were fantastic seats. And then he goes and moves it. I said, so what's the consolation prize here? You know, I mean, are you going to give me credit and then put me on the tunnel over there? Do I get my money back so I can buy the tickets over there? Like, what are we doing? And then he says, you can just buy tickets over there. You've bought those seats. Those seats are locked in. You can go buy seats on the other tunnel if you want. And then the thing is, the message didn't even come from him. It came from someone at the ticket office. He just sent it off to somebody else where I emailed his office directly. And I'm like, I was done with him at that point. You know, Judy was there. Judy was the president of USF at the time. She made some questionable decisions at the end. I still love Judy till, you know, she was the sweetest little old lady. You know, this guy comes in, does his, you know, very, very questionable decisions. And I was just, at that point, I was pretty much done. I held on through, I think, one or two more coaches. You know, I held on through Jeff Scott. And then I'm like, yeah, I just don't want to do this. You know, and then we realized, you know, for the thousand, and it wasn't a lot of money. Let's be honest, right? USF, not a lot of money. For after donations, let's call it $1,200. You could buy an entire row of seats on the field. So it wasn't like you were spending a ton of money, but I could take that $1,000 and I could go buy some decent, like, we would go buy bowl tickets with it. We see the Reliquist Bowl. We could go to different, you know, we could have went to the Cure Bowl in Miami, or the Cure Bowl in Orlando, or the Orange Bowl in Miami, or do whatever you want with that same amount of money and have an even better experience. So, you know, to watch what he had been doing. And then after you stop buying tickets, they don't stop asking for money. That was something that got me too. Every year you get like these letters. Hey, you used to be a member of the Bulls Club. We would appreciate your donation. And then they make some poor like student athlete.
And you're like, hold on.
Yeah.
Let me write you a strongly worded email.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A lot of strongly worded emails. And then the, you know, the poor student athletes. Like I get a bunch of these misspelled cards from student athletes. Thank you very much for your previous donations. We need help for our education. I'm like, yeah, it's not for your education. None of you are going to the NFL. There's two of you on the team that might get drafted, and it's going to be way, way down. So that was it. Yeah, so to see him go was excellent.
So did they announce his replacement?
No, they got to go shopping. They got to shop it out. They don't have anybody ready.
Well,
I don't know how much warning. I don't know how much warning they gave, but. Yeah, it was like, and he's going to go off to Navy, which is a team in the same division. So basically he's going to walk in and go, oh, hey, here's what USF does. Hand everything over. So when we play USF and Navy are playing each other in November in Maryland, is Annapolis. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be in Annapolis. And, yeah, I can only imagine that they're going to have our entire playbook and have everything else handed over to them. So.
Well, hopefully they'll change it by then.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, they broke ground on the stadium. They showed pictures of that this week. Listen, I'm not excited about the on-campus stadium. I'm not excited about a lot of the stuff they're doing. There's days, Dave. There's days where I'm like, I'm just ready to jump ship and let's go to South Carolina.
Is it big as Raymond James or?
No, God, no. Because they want it to look full. So it's going to be on campus. So the students will be able to get there easier. Now, come to find out, I think you and I may have talked about this. Raymond James, because of its age, is actually a small stadium now. Yeah, Raymond James holds 68,000 people. Ben Hill Griffin Stadium for the Florida Gators holds 88,000 people. The Big House for Michigan holds 110,000 people. So, yeah,
doesn't
Raymond
Tennessee
James
hold a lot. The Volunteers. What's that? Doesn't the Volunteers hold a shit ton?
Yeah, yeah, it's Neyland Stadium. So the thing is, you kind of think, oh, Raymond James, that's the new Buck Stadium. It's always been in your brain the new Buck Stadium because you and I were old enough to remember the Sombrero that was there before that. But like, use your power of Google. When did they build Raymond James Stadium? I'm going to guess 1999.
I don't know. Neyland Stadium, just to go back to that, it's got 101,000 capacity. Holy.
Yeah, that's up there, buddy. That's a lot of parking spaces. You need to get everybody's ass in there.
The Buck Stadium was built in... Oh. That's not... That's... I think that's the basketball team.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to guess 1999.
You're off by 1 year.
Damn it.
1998.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was a big deal. I actually have, over in the trophy case, I have one of the few pictures where the two stadiums were side by side. So they had the Sombrero. They built Raymond James in the Sombrero parking lot, and then they tore down the Sombrero, and they made that the parking lot for Raymond James. You're just trying to put, you know, 5 gallons of crap in a 2.5 gallon pail, so...
Yeah, I like Raymond James. It does feel kind of, like, it doesn't feel like a giant stadium.
Yeah.
I think because the upper decks don't wrap completely around. There's a lot of like open space at the ends.
Yeah, I agree.
Just the upper stadium or upper, whatever they call them, they're on just the sides.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, have you seen like the videos of that, like the new Rams stadium?
No.
They took a drone and they flew it in, buddy. I mean, yeah, it wraps all the way around. There's like 4 decks, and I'm like, it's nuts how many people they're shoving into these things. It's really impressive.
Yeah, like the Gators Stadium, we got some really bad. At work, we've got those season tickets, and they're not great, you know. But you get up there, it's like
there's a pitch.
You're like, man, if I jumped really high, I could just. Hit the field.
There is a pitch. Have you been to the Lightning's hockey arena?
Yes.
That's another one. I mean, you sit in the seat, and if you sit down, that person's head is in between your knees in front of you, and you're like, son of a... This, you almost do one of these things. You're like, oh, God, I'm going to fall in.
Yeah, I've been there a bunch of times. I went there for, like, a Disturbed concert, and then Amy Schumer... We went there for, Adam Sandler, Bert Kreischer.
Oh, nice. All right, now, Dave, real quick. Amy Schumer. I'm going not funny. Amy Schumer's funny?
She was funny. Yeah. And she went, like, she got Trump derangement syndrome, and that became her entire identity.
Yeah, okay.
I was at the fun show where she started talking shit about Trump. And she's like, if you don't fucking like it, you can get up and leave. And half the fucking crowd got up and left.
Oh, God. That's, yeah.
And
that's crazy.
We
at some point, those people pay your salary. Just tell them what they want to hear and make them laugh and have them go home.
Yeah, and I don't care if, you know, I'm kind of apolitical in the middle anyway, so I can make fun of both sides.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not a team player, so... Yeah. You know, but she was just like making it a fucking point, you know, like,
yeah.
Hey, if you like Trump, you can get the fuck out. And I was like, these people just paid hard earned money to come see your fat ass.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that she completely fell off.
Yeah, she did a couple of shit movies, right?
Her, yeah. Like
John Cena were in a movie or something.
She had that one show that I forgot the name of the show. It might have been just the Amy Schumer show or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
It was fucking hilarious.
The first couple episodes were okay. And then after that, after like the third or fourth episode, I'm like, yeah, I'm out on this too.
Yeah.
Because it was on Comedy Central.
Yeah. I thought that was pretty good. I thought she was pretty funny. But, you know, And then it was cool just to be there and just see everybody get out, get up and just walk out. And then it was like all over the news, and I was like, yeah, that it was cool just to be there when something happens that's all over national news.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, with people in power, it's weird. You know, I said they get that power trip going, they think they're untouchable. Speaking of which, did you watch the Brett Favre special or the thing the other day from Netflix?
No.
Whew. That was something. The Fall of Favre, I think it's called, and it's on Netflix.
Yeah, he likes some pain pills, don't he, or something?
It ain't even that. Like, he was just, he had, from his high school career forward, everybody worshipped the ground he walked on, and he was getting away with absolutely almost murder and, you know, this constant partying and womanizing and all this stuff, and everybody covered his tracks. Everybody did, you know, until he ended up going from Green Bay off to New York, and then he gets repped up with Jen Sturger, and then the whole thing where he took his, you know, penis picture and sent it to her and all that other stuff. And that's like the whole, pretty much the documentary of like, hey, this guy was, and then the whole Green Bay staff is like, yeah, we knew it was going on. We weren't going to say a word. It was Brett Favre. He's bringing home Super Bowls. We didn't care what he did.
Yeah. I mean, he's a superstar football player. He's going to send a few D picks.
Yeah. Yeah, man. It was something. It was really something.
And then didn't he have some sort of scam during COVID?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He stole from charities that he was set up. I guess he had a foundation that he had set up charities back in Mississippi. Then he was funneling the money that was supposed to go to the charities backwards to go to the donation places that he wanted to go to, where one of which was a salary for him through his foundation. Another one was a volleyball center to where his daughter was going to college at Southern Mississippi. And there was like a third place. And now he's like on the hook for that. Like, it's in court right now. So I don't know. It's really interesting to watch how far, like, you didn't realize, like you said, he's everybody's hero.
Yeah. I mean, I don't watch, you know, football and ball sports as much as I used to, but there was even grumblings about Peyton Manning doing all kinds of crazy stuff. But, you know, he's like the soft-spoken Southern boy that doesn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, well, that and his dad will still whoop his butt.
Yeah.
You know what? Eli would become the favorite. Yeah. Or Cooper.
Cooper. But yeah, back to the comedy thing. We saw Rob Schneider at McCurdy's, which is like a smaller comedy club in Sarasota.
You put out a video on that, didn't you? Or is that you that put out the video?
I didn't put out the video. He put it out.
Oh, okay.
I just shared it where he was talking about trans people or something. And some guy got up and started talking shit. And then it went viral. And he's like, you know what? You know, freedom of speech isn't about what you like. It's, you want it to protect what you don't like.
Right.
So, you know, that's the problem. And he's like, and you know what? That the beauty about it is you can create an act, sell out this show, and talk shit just like me. And then the guy, you know, they dragged the guy out of the room. Like, I was there.
That's awesome. You should have jumped up on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave from Very Terrible Podcast is here.
We just seen Ron White in Fort Myers.
Oh, no. Yeah, really? I mean, he's getting old.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize, you know, we're just talking about us getting old. Yeah. He gets out there, and then he's got his hair pulled back, and then he takes it out of his hair tie, and he's like, look, I'm Moses.
And, no, you know, didn't he stop drinking?
Yeah, he stopped drinking, but he's selling tequila.
What?
Yeah.
So you can stop drinking and sell tequila at the same time.
That's like Chris Stapleton doesn't drink anymore, but he's selling whiskey.
Well, you know better than anybody. You can just throw a label on there and people either will or won't buy it. So
yeah. Yeah, and he even had the bottle like on the stool with him, and he acted like it's almost like he's drinking that, but it's, I don't know what he's got in the glass, probably sweet tea or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, we're going to go see a woman named Leanne Morgan next week.
Never heard of her.
No, and not a lot of people have. She's a sweet old Southern lady, funny as all get out, does pretty much a clean act. And it's not something that traditionally you would probably buy tickets to, but we saw her a long time ago on Comedy Central. We watched a few of her Netflix specials, and then come to find out she was coming to Fort Myers, and then, yeah, so we picked up the tickets to that, so that'll be next week for us.
I would say she doesn't look that old, but everybody chooses younger pictures as their like default.
Yeah. Yeah. So that'll be us for next week. Let's see. Yeah. So yeah, we got the Instagram thing up. Michael Kelly is out. What else happened last week? The end of the world is upon us once again, yeah. Right?
Yeah, Elon and Trump are arguing. Yeah. So the simulation is just getting weirder.
It doesn't seem like I kind of want it to be real, but in my gut, I'm going, there's no way that these two, as smart as they are, would do this out in public.
They, as smart as you may call them, I think their egos are bigger than their smarts.
Don't you think one of them would have said, like, you know what? I'll show you Area 51 and just throw out like all this alien paperwork.
I see a Schwartz is as big as mine.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the Epstein thing is hilarious.
He's like, oh yeah, by the way, you're a child molester.
Yeah, yeah, that's the reason why the list hasn't come out, because you're on it. Burr, 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 burr.
Hey, yeah. I believe it, because he's like,
oh, I do too.
As soon as I get in there, I'm gonna, you know, we're gonna release this. And they get in there, like, yeah, well, we'll just hold off for a while.
Yeah.
I think everybody's on the damn list.
Everybody is on the list. Anybody who was anybody in the late 90s, early 2000s is on that list.
That's the only reason that list hasn't came out.
Uh-huh. I mean, Tom Hanks is on the list, isn't it?
There's rumors.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Everybody loves Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Life's like a box of chocolates.
And he likes him some 17-year-old girls, allegedly.
I know. I just... yeah, and obviously it's not excusable, but I mean, I think you're right. I mean, the entire plateau of Hollywood would be wrapped up in it, and then it would spin itself out into the Harvey Weinstein section, where it was like, you know, there's that video of Oprah like introducing the young actresses to Harvey Weinstein and pretty much probably having to know what was going to happen next. So
yeah, it's disgusting, because yeah, I mean, they could have just been, you know, delinquents and just went out there and got girls that are 18 and a half years old,
yeah,
built the island, yep, did what they did, and nothing's against the law, and they probably would have had just as much fun, but they did it with underage girls and filmed it, so they have dirt on everybody.
And I'm telling you, it's with great money and great power make you more of what you already are. And then, like, these people, like, once again, just like Brett Favre, they don't get told no, they never get told no, and then you get bored, and then you get Diddy money, and it's like, now you've got so much money, you've bought everything. You bought every sports car. You bought every mansion. You've bought everything. Now I want to buy people, and now I want to just, because you get bored. Like, yeah, you know,
I want to bang famous dudes and cover them in baby oil.
Right, and that's literally how this stuff happens, because you just get so bored, and nobody tells you no, and like, okay, what's next? And the deranged human mind just takes off and goes.
Yep, you got to scratch the next thing that gets in your... the dark
absolutely
of your mind.
Absolutely. So, like I said, I think it's way more abundant than people even want to talk about. And
well, they won't, because it's, you know, that's a apolitical, you know, it's Republicans, Democrats, everybody's doing
it. Yeah, everybody's in it. And it, well, the good news, Dave, is that you and I aren't in it, because we don't have enough money, because we don't have enough sponsors. Yeah. Josh is not giving us Epstein Island money yet, so no. We gotta keep paying our bills.
No, but I have confidence that even if we had fuck you money, we wouldn't be banging 15-year-olds.
Yeah, I think we're already too old. I think at that point, to me, give us all the money. And to be fair, let's be honest. I mean, we do well for ourselves. You and I, we work honest jobs. We work hard. We make very good salaries. We invest our money. We could buy a lot of things. You and I could buy a fairly decent sized boat. We're not going to, but we could, you know, so we have some restraint. But I don't see myself doing that. If I had all the money in the world, I tell you what, did you ever ask yourself that question?
Which question?
If you had all the money in the world, what would you do?
All the money in the world?
Yeah, you win the lottery tomorrow. Let's make it a realistic number.
The redneck retirement.
$15 million. You get $15 million tomorrow and you're bored. You know, what would you want to do with your life?
I don't, it might sound weird, but I don't think I would do much different.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah, the one thing I would do, and this sounds ridiculous, and it's only because of the experiences I've had and the job that I have, I want to get a mobile trailer. and I want to put a...
Versus an unmobile trailer?
Well, yeah, because if you take the wheels off it, like the one I grew up in, you know, it sits on a foundation. But like a trailer you tow behind a truck. Yeah, I know. So we're going to buy a really nice, not a Ford, and we're gonna put a nice truck with a big old trailer on the back, and it's going to have hot showers and haircuts. And I'm going to go to the homeless camps and give them hot showers and haircuts. Because for some reason in my mind, whenever you meet like a real homeless person, not the jackasses that stand out in the road on Dale Mabry and hold signs that says, give me a dollar. But like, if you ever run into a real homeless person, and we run into them on like brush fires or if there's like a real medical emergency, one, they don't want to be seen. They don't want to be a problem. They don't want to be in the way. They just want to be left alone. Most of them have drug issues because that's where they are. They're just living in the woods and life sucks. And this is what we just got to do to get by. And I'm like, man, just a hot shower or a meal and a haircut I don't even know if it would do anything, but I'm like, that's what I want to do. If you gave me $30 million or whatever the hell, $15 million, whatever the hell the number is, I think that is what I would do. And my buddies all shit on the idea because they're like, oh, you're going to bring a dirty F-Shack out in the middle of the homeless camp and they're going to destroy it. Probably. But like,
no, you don't leave it.
You take it, right. I take them there. I line them up. Give them haircuts and hot showers and a meal, and then let them go back to whatever the hell they want to do. But, man, for one day, they'd feel really good. And I think, like, I know how I feel after a hot shower and a haircut, and I feel like $1 million.
So you bring your trailer. I'll bring a trailer with a smoker on it, and I'll feed them. You there bathe you them. And then we'll feel better about ourselves.
Yeah, we'll feel better about us. Isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah. I'm not doing this for you, buddy.
I have some more money. No. I gave you a shower and a haircut. I did not charge you.
Yeah. You know how much the price of beef is?
I know.
That brisket was not cheap.
We're not actually helping. We're just making ourselves feel good. Now wear this podcast shirt and go back in the woods. Here's some Wi-Fi. Go download the shows.
On the rare instance that I go out in public and frolic around. Like, I'll be gassing up my truck, and then I'll just see a homeless guy walking towards me. And before he gets, like, 8 feet, I just look at him like, hey, can I borrow a buck? And they just, like, fuck. And they just turn around and walk away.
Nice.
I'm like, nope. Sorry, buddy.
No, the real hardcore, like, real ones, I'd call them, is the one they just don't. They don't want to be seen. Like, we have a brush fire in their area, in their camp. They'll all evacuate the camp. And then they come back after work. They don't interact with us. They don't get in our way. They don't mess with us. They don't do nothing. So it's very, very interesting.
Yeah, I've thought about doing, you know, some sort of barbecue style charity deal because I like the barbecue. So I'm a little selfish. Yeah. So I figured I'll do something I enjoy, and I do enjoy feeding people. So
yeah, and that's what it's all about, right? I mean, you only got so many days. You might as well do what you like.
Yeah. So I'd probably do something like that. I still enjoy working, so I'd probably still work.
Yeah.
I'd probably still do the same job that I have now. Oh.
Probably. We go to your in-laws' radio station, and we rebuild it, and we just do this all day.
Go up in Gainesville?
Mm-hmm. Right hand over left.
We would probably buy the radio station, gut it,
yep,
and then end up doing a remote podcast. You'd be in one room, and I'd be in another doing the same thing we're doing here now.
Now we'd have lotto money, so we'd be able to have the beer coolers by our seats, and then we'd have multiple cameras, and I don't even know if there's anybody who would listen up there in Gainesville unless we were talking about Tim Tebow.
I had enough bourbon to kill 3 rhinos.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, just and then the both wives would yell at us every morning, where are you going? We're gonna go do our radio show. No one's listening. I know. We just go anyway.
That's the problem.
I know. You're not helping. Come on, do the game show.
We have to be consistent.
Oh gosh, that would be awesome. And you having a radio station is like the greatest. It's actually real, and I don't even know what we do with that information.
Yeah. Anytime you want to go, we can go.
We really need to just to crank it up, just to see if it works.
Oh, they still use it every day.
Yeah. I mean, are there people there that like do morning radio shows?
Yeah, that's Ashley's family, pretty much.
Oh, like I was under the impression it's like an abandoned building that has an antenna that would work if you turned it on.
No, it's a working actual radio station that is broadcasting every single day.
Really? I mean, it has like a website?
I don't know about a website. I imagine they do.
Well, what channel is it?
Let me message Ashley and figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, we gotta give them some free plugs. Maybe our dozens of fans will go and listen to that as well. Or at the very least, we should be able to call in and be like, hey, it's the owner's son-in-law.
I stayed at their house during when I evacuated. I forget what hurricane it was. Where people came to my house and we left our house to go evacuate up there.
Well, that was not the house you're in now then.
No, that was the old house.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ashley's dad and some other folks went.
That was 2017.
106.3 WEAG. You can put that in your yuck yuck voice.
WEAG?
106.3
WEAG FM is a radio station licensed in Stark, Florida.
Yep.
Country music format using the moniker Eagle Country.
Eagle Country.
Yeah, it's Eagle Country. WEAG FM. Oh, yeah. They need us. They don't even realize how much they need us up there.
Yeah. I've been inside the building.
Oh.
I got a VIP tour.
Nice. Yeah, we're definitely. All right, we're going to pick a weekend. And you and I are just going to drive up and do it.
One of her best friends owns, her and her husband own a restaurant there in Stark as well. So we went and made a bunch of food and then delivered all the first responders and all that stuff after the hurricane. Nice. Like, as the radio station.
Well, that's cool. Hey, not for nothing. Why don't I have one of their t-shirts? They got to have a t-shirt, right?
I didn't get a t-shirt either.
Ugh.
I'm not sure they have t-shirts.
Yeah, their logo's kind of... We got to give them a new logo.
But,
all right, we got work to do. We're just going to go in there and just politely take over. Hey, could you just scoot over a little to the left? Thank you very much. And I'll grab the microphone. I'll make the noise.
But they mainly only do like the mornings. Like they do the morning drive and the radio or the weather, and
that's the part that people care about.
But they can do it where they go in there and, you know, they play a lot of music. So I think within like a couple hours they can record all like the different spots, and then they kind of just place them in order, and then they can take off.
Yeah. Oh, they have a Facebook page.
Do they?
Yeah. All right. Well, we got work to do. We're going to have to go politely infiltrate that.
We don't even have to infiltrate it. We can go anytime we want.
Yeah. Yep. I like it.
They're right.
Oh, yeah. They haven't used the Facebook page since 2023. So, oh, hang on. Now they got a couple more recent ones last week.
I guess they have two prospective buyers. So it's for sale. They got a couple people interested.
How much does a radio station cost?
They haven't divulged that information to me as of yet.
Why not?
I guess.
Why can't they tell you? It's not like you're going to buy it unless you could.
We could probably put our monies together and probably buy it.
I have a sponsor.
It's not very, like, the generator and stuff's pretty cool, but then, like, I think it's mostly, like, the tower and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. And somebody's got to change a light bulb on that tower. I'm not doing it.
They got to pay some guy, like, every so often to go up there and change the light bulb, and I don't think it's cheap.
No. Yeah, we're not doing that.
Nope. I don't even like getting on my roof.
All right. So that's your homework assignment, is to find out how much the radio station costs.
I bet you I could get him on the podcast.
Oh, I like it. Does he actually, like, he actually works at the station?
Yeah.
This is your father-in-law?
No, it's Ashley's best friend's father.
Okay. All right, so second cousin twice removed. I thought this was a family ordeal.
Yeah, it's pretty much family.
All right.
I mean, we consider him family. Like, okay, when we went up to Gainesville and stayed for a week, that's who we go to visit.
Yeah. All right. I like it. So WEAG with Jason and Dave going live at the University of Florida games. Keep your eyes open. The Very Terrible Podcast might be going to Gators versus Texas Longhorns.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you can score tickets to that, that'd be a way to cheap way for you to get in.
At Gainesville?
Yeah. Yeah. Because B's boyfriend's a Texas fan. Eric wants to come down to see that game. I'm like, if everybody wants that game, we got to try to figure it out. So on June 17th is when the tickets go on sale to the public.
I don't know if we still have season tickets, but maybe I could try to, if we do, try to score it. I think we got
four. It's going to be a big game. Yeah, it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, some of those big ones, they might actually utilize them for
even for themselves. I wouldn't blame them.
For marketing.
Yeah, the Bulls, America's team, the USF Bulls, comes back on September 6th.
But September every time 6th. I've gone to that stadium when I'm not in those seats,
yeah,
I've been in better seats.
Really?
Yeah.
I love the seats that we had.
Yeah,
for B and I. I mean, yeah, I was on the upper deck, but man, I had seat backs and it was comfortable and there was a breeze. And I'm like, yeah, this was just fine. I didn't have to stand up.
Yeah.
Not standing up is a pretty big deal. I'll pay extra money not to stand up.
I'll pay extra money not to be in like a metal concert, not in the mosh pit. Because
we're getting old.
Yeah, but so that's June 17th.
I think that's what I said. June 17th
of this year. So.
Well, that's when the tickets go on sale.
And then the game is
that the time? Game is going to be, I think it's October or something.
Why do the tickets not go on sale till June then?
The season ticket holders get first dibs. Then it goes through a couple of rounds of that. Like if you go on Ticketmaster right now, you can find the season ticket holders that are reselling their tickets for that game for $350 a seat.
Oh. So when you say we're going, who's all we?
Well, ideally, it's October 4th. Time for kickoff not yet determined. Ideally, me, you, Bella, Bella's boyfriend, Eric. I think that's it. I don't believe Eric's wife will come down for a Florida Gators game.
Not with that attitude.
Not with that attitude. You're right. No. I think Eric wants... And the thing is, biggest Gators fan we know, I mean, within reason, right? I mean... has never been to that stadium.
No.
Yeah. I was like, what kind of Gators fan are you? Ridiculous.
So is that we're getting hotel rooms type of deal?
Yeah. Just the way we did it last time.
Yeah, that hotel was nice too.
It was real nice. Yeah. I liked it a whole lot. It was something suites. Was it not Hampton Suites.
Homewood Suites or something?
Homewood Suites. Yep, Homewood Suites. That place was nice. Just enough we weren't going to get shot.
Oh, that's right off the interstate. There's a bunch of hotels there. So
yeah, absolutely. There's a bunch of things going on. But that's something to look forward to. So the Very Terrible Podcast will make an effort to go there.
We had a better chance of getting stabbed when we were walking around after.
Yeah, at the end when we left. And the security, the police are like, hey, listen, see those lights? Don't walk outside of those lights. Shit.
Yeah.
This is bad.
Don't get shanked.
Don't get shanked in Gainesville.
We walked like, 3 miles and then we got an Uber?
Yeah, because the Ubers couldn't get close to the stadium. That was the worst part of it. By far, that was it. That was the worst part.
It didn't bother me, but I think you were worried about Bella.
I was. And it's hard, you know, because like I said, I don't give a shit about me. I'd worry about her, but, you know, we did okay. It was a great experience. Yeah. A very impressive stadium. I mean, really impressive. I mean, I didn't realize how big it was. And then, like, once again, you walk over to the edge and you're like, holy shit, I could fall into this thing if I really tried.
Yeah, it feels a lot more impressive than Raymond James.
Yeah. Yeah, Raymond James is built for comfort. And that's what they're there for, you know? And as what I think the city of Tampa right now is really watching the Rays. Obviously, the Rays are... They're putting together the shell plan where they want to go back to the Trop for like one or two more seasons and then start over again, which I don't even think that's a good idea at this point. They got Steinbrenner Field for this season. You've bought yourself one baseball season worth of time. Just let's call it. You know, take the trop. If you want to tear it down, just tear it down and do what you're going to do. But it's not a sports city. Tampa's just not. I mean, unless you're winning a Super Bowl or hosting a Super Bowl, Tampa's really not a sports city.
Well, the problem, it's in St. Pete, so it's not even in Tampa.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Which is good for us because you could just hop right over the bridge and you're right at the stadium, but it's not good for everybody in Tampa, I guess, because we got to drive 15 minutes instead of,
you know 15 God whole forbid, minutes.
We got to drive an hour.
You can sit in the air conditioning. Yeah, you can sit in the air conditioning and watch millionaires play baseball in front of you. It's really rough.
I know. You could.
But that was USF's excuse for Raymond James the whole time, too. Well, the kids got to get on the free bus and come over here to get the. Are you serious? Yeah, and then back in the day, way, way back when, you weren't allowed to drink at sporting events on campus. Now, today you are, right? So they're going to build this new stadium, and you can have beers in the new stadium. But like at the time, back in 08, 09, all that time, you couldn't drink. Like you couldn't go to a USF basketball game and have beers because you couldn't drink at a sporting event on campus. But now they're going to put the stadium. Like, that's why Raymond James is cool. We went down to Raymond James. You almost died. It was just a blast.
It wasn't to rain. I almost died at Tropicana.
No, the day that Steve grabbed you?
I almost died multiple times.
What do you mean? When did you die at Tropicana?
When I was hanging out of the car window throwing up when you went through the toll booth.
Oh, yeah. That did time. You die? No.
Yeah.
You didn't die. You were fine. I'm a professional driver. I went right through the thing. Here's no big deal. We paid the toll. I'm sure there's a great picture somewhere. And nobody went to jail.
We didn't pay the toll. That's the thing.
I don't remember any of that.
No, we ran the toll.
That was back in the day you threw the change. Like you'd have to throw the change at the
thing. I was hanging out of the window throwing up.
Oh, that's great.
As you drove through it in my car.
Yeah. Somebody had to get you home. You couldn't handle it.
No, that was, and I think that was pre-Uber days.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Thank goodness for Uber. Uber is the best money you could ever spend. That's another one, too. Let's plug Uber. one of my favorite hangouts is Stevie Tomatoes up on Pine Island Road. Stevie Tomatoes, where I met Stuttering John from the Howard Stern Show, and you can meet him there any night. He's there every day. So, for the price of one pitcher of beer, I can go up and back from my house to Stevie Tomatoes and not get in trouble. What a fantastic value.
Yeah. As long as you don't do it if you do it during a football game or something like that, they charge you an arm and a leg.
Still worth it.
Yeah.
It's less than $10,000, and that's what a DUI will cost you.
Yeah, it's better than a DUI.
Yeah, by a lot.
But yeah, that was the night. Me, you, Jason Shepard.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who else went, if anybody else went. But we played golf the next day.
Yes.
And that was the best round of golf I've ever played.
Yeah, that didn't feel good.
I could barely stand up.
Yep.
I'll never forget that. I went I nearly got kicked out for harassing Ichiro.
Yeah, that's right. You did, yeah. Because you were shouting horrible racist things at poor Ichiro.
Yeah.
Do you still have the Budweiser bag? It's a Budweiser bag, wasn't it?
I just got rid of it like a couple of years ago.
Oh, no shit. Do you still have clubs?
Nope. I don't have any clubs anymore. I sold them.
My clubs have sat in the corner of my garage since before Bella was born.
Me and Steve were talking about that during the concert because, you know, he was talking about how much money he spent on.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking about golf, and I was like, well, how much do clubs go now? And he's like, well, you know, Steve, if you want good ones, you know, they're.
He has a $350 driver. Like, one club is $350. Like, my whole set costs $350.
$3,000 for a set of irons. And,
yep.
You know, and I'm sure he's got to have special made shit because he's 12 feet tall.
Gargantuan. Yep.
And I probably need midget clubs.
Yeah.
Even though I'm not a midget.
I mean, literally, I picked mine up from Play It Again Sports. It was still wrapped in plastic. And I went, yeah, okay, this is good enough.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going to win the PGA Championship this week. I might as well go out and have a drink.
It doesn't matter.
Nothing matters.
I'd rather go to Top Golf. Have you ever been there?
I have not. I want to do it as a group thing. I don't want to go by myself. That's ridiculous to do that. That's one of those things like we got to get together one night and pick a day and then just go.
No, it's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, you just get up there and you have a few drinks and you smack some balls. You know, yeah, they've got games you can play where they've got, like, you know, different targets where you got to try to play games and get, you know, first they'll say you got to get to this one, then the second one, or you could, you know, you could just hit the long drive deal. Whoever hits it the furthest gets the most points. But I found when you do that, everybody blows their shoulders out about, you know, two rounds into it, and they're like, yeah, we can't do that anymore.
Yeah, correct. And that's, I've seen the little targets and all that stuff, and it looks like a great time. That Top Golf and iFly, I kind of feel the same way about them.
I think,
like, I really want to do it, but then I drive up and I'm like,
I think they're the same company.
Is it?
Because they're always,
it would make sense.
They're always on the same property.
Yeah, they're side by side. They're right on the interstate. It's got that same fun feel to it, but at the same token, I'm like, you know, I don't really want to skydive anyway. Yeah, no.
I've got no ambition to get in there.
No. It would be kind of cool to float around, but then, like, there's all these rules, and then you got to do it in different groups, and it's a whole...
Well, how does that work? If they throw me in there...
Yeah.
You need a little bit more horsepower to get me afloating. And they throw Bella in there.
There's wings.
Bella's going to stick to the ceiling.
I think there's wings in the suit. Or maybe that's what it is. Well, they only put one person in at a time, right? So they say, hey there, Slim, what's your weight? And then they type in the weight on a keypad, and then the fan would go according to your weight.
I thought they put a group in there.
Well, actually, you know what? No, stop. Let's think about this, right? Let's do it the smart guy way. Physics. Sir Isaac Newton, right?
Yeah.
You remember the experiment where he dropped a lead ball and something else at the same time that had different weights, and they hit the ground at the same time? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
So that would be it. So no, they wouldn't have to change the fan speed.
I don't think that's accurate.
I don't know. I think we have to. I don't know if your power of Google could figure that out.
I did find out there's a weight limit of 300 pounds.
Oh. Well, but here's the thing is, if you take a guy who's 300 pounds and you throw him out the side of an airplane, he's going to fall. So,
well, yeah, he's going to hit terminal velocity, and that's as far as you can, that's as fast as you can fall.
Yeah. So you and me and the guy who's 400 pounds is going to fall at the exact same speed at the exact same time.
I guess. But then, you know. It, as long as you're doing the same exact
maneuver. Yeah, you'd have wind resistance, right? I mean, we could argue aerodynamics and we could argue, you know.
Those guys, they dive down and they can do all kinds of tricks.
I mean, my nose alone would just carve through the sky.
And you're like a bald eagle.
Oh, you're just gonna, screaming freedom.
You'd break the sound barrier.
Oh, my gosh. I have texted the beer girl again, and she has not answered. Well, maybe she did. Oh, she says, I'm in the bath. No, I can't. Ugh. All right. Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play our commercials, and I'm going to go grab a drink.
All right.
And then you don't have to worry about me talking through it. Let me just make sure. It's this button. This episode of the Very Terrible Podcast is brought to you by South Florida Lift Stations. For all your lift station sales, service, and maintenance needs, call Josh at 239-707-3603. South Florida Lift Stations, the official sponsor of the Very Terrible Podcast. The Very Terrible Podcast can be found on Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, YouTube, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. If you'd like to be a sponsor of the Very Terrible Podcast, you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or email us at jdvtpodcast@gmail.com. As always, thank you to Josh and the entire family at South Florida Lift Stations for their continued support. And I got to figure out a way to, like, make some money on these beer koozies. I've been just giving them away.
That's not financially stable.
That's not a good business model, right?
So, Topgolf and iFly are not owned by the same people.
Okay.
But they must be in bed together some way, because they always pop up together at the same property.
Yeah. Well, it's... Yeah, you're right. There's something way down in there. Because you got to figure, even with a lot of the strip malls, when you get a Publix, you get the same two or three stores next to every Publix. So... I feel like I hit another button, like I got feedback, but it's not a...
I was listening to this other podcast, and it was saying that Chevy is owned by primarily a China-based company.
Really?
Yep, happened like 1999. They came
like GM or Chevy?
I think GM.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, like, all of the assembly plants are no longer in the same vicinity.
Yeah, and I heard they started a bunch of assembly plants in China, and, like, a lot of the vehicles that we get now are actually from China that people yeah. think that are from America.
I could see that. I mean, like, when the last Chevy we had an Equinox, it was assembled in Canada. And then my Toyota was assembled in Kentucky.
Well, like, all those shitbox Camaros that I buy.
Yeah.
I think they're... You know, some of them are built in Canada, I think, and some of them are built in Mexico.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't, it's just not feasible to assemble them here and pay people to do it.
I mean, if you're feasible, they just, nobody wants to pay the cost of the vehicle once they do it.
Oh, sure. And that's why this, you were about to see the fun experiment. And like, to me, this is just an experiment, like this tariff thing. Let's see what people are really willing to pay for stuff. Because at the end of it, money's just made up. We just made it all up. So go ahead, just make the numbers whatever you want. We'll just print more, you know?
Yeah.
It's a sick cycle. I mean, yeah, inflation...
are crazy.
Yeah, inflation begets inflation, right? So, like, you know, if we want to raise the prices up, well, now nobody can afford anything, so we got to raise the salaries. But if I raise the salaries, I got to raise the prices up to cover the profit margin. So then it's like this weird, sick little game of bullshit that, you know...
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you're back with pesos now, and like, you know, you go to buy something at $3, it's 762 pesos, and it's the same amount of money.
Other than minimum wage hasn't moved in 20 years.
What is minimum wage?
I think it's like $15.50. Oh, I got good. Sure.
Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah, it is a weird experiment. Money is.
Minimum wage is. $7.25 an hour?
No. Really? Oh, because is that why, like, the whole thing, like, McDonald's made it $14.
That's the federal minimum wage. Oh. States may have higher minimum wage.
Oh, okay.
That's crazy.
Minimum wage in Florida, $13 an hour. It's scheduled to go to $14 on September 30th, 2025, and then $15 an hour on September 30th, 2026.
The federal minimum wage was last raised on July 24th, 2009.
Yeah.
That's wild.
That is wild. And then what is... So that'd be a federal worker, like a post office worker?
I think that would mean like in any state, it couldn't be below that. But I think states supersede federal so they can enact... higher minimum wages than the federal minimum wage.
Yeah. That's just, I don't know. That is crazy.
It's the longest period the minimum wage was first established since 1938. So, yep.
Yeah, that's...
So all that stuff that Biden, you know, Biden wanted to do all this stuff to help people, but he didn't raise no minimum wage.
No. No, you want to help them on paper, but not actually do it. And I think that's every politician. That's us. That's us with our haircuts and smoking meats. We're going to help the homeless with one meal, one haircut, and one shower.
Yeah, I'll give them the barbecue, and you'll give them the powder.
The barbershop. Yeah, I'll give them the barbershop, you give them the barbecue, and then we go back on our way.
Yep.
And we go get our, we write everything off on our taxes, and then we go to our, we have our island getaways on the weekend.
Yeah, if I won the lottery, I mean... All my stuff would be paid off, but I don't want a bigger house.
No.
I don't want the house I have now. Don't tell anybody.
I would be required to get a bigger house.
For what?
Mrs. Spinner says so. Oh yeah, Lori wants a bigger house.
For all the children you have?
Yeah, I know. No, she deserves a newer house. I'll put that out there.
Well, I'm not saying she doesn't deserve anything, but
yeah.
I mean, we want, like, I know, like, building this house, like, you have to build two houses to build the house you really want.
Right.
Because you have to build a house, live in it for a while, and then determine what's messed up that you would redo on the next one. And I've got no ambition of building another house. So, but, I mean, there's not a ton of stuff I'd change, but there are a few. I'm sure, you know, most women, they want a big closet. I'm not sure how big your closet is now, but...
It's not huge.
Like, Ashley's closet's 80 square feet now, so...
Hey, I just realized Metallica's tonight.
Yep, Metallica and Limp Bizkit.
And you're not there.
No, I'm not. The tickets were outrageous.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not... I heard that the it's a really, really, really bad experience if you go and you're not on the floor.
Really?
Yeah, the sound echoes through the upper parts of those big stadiums, and you can't hear the vocals. It's just a giant echo chamber.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Because Taylor Swift was there a while back at that one.
Yeah, because they put Metallica puts these big pillars down on the stand or on the field with the speakers on them, and then the sound just kind of bounces off the stadium. It might not be as bad as Raymond James as it was like MetLife and stuff like that, where it's a complete circle of stands. So it might not be that bad there, but yeah, like. The tickets for down below were like in the thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and that's what it is. Now, I saw Metallica in high school.
You did?
In the 90s in New York, and it was a reasonable price. I shook hands with half of them, and we were just right there on the floor. It was fine. But I'd never go back. Fine, it was good music at the time, but I wouldn't go back.
I would. Metallica's legends.
Yeah, well, I was a big Jason was the bass player, and I enjoyed him a whole lot. And then they booted him out. And I'm like, nah, I'm out. I'm good.
Well, he was.
Whatever, he had solo projects.
He was They're more like I think like jazz centric stuff.
Yeah,
but yeah, he was kind of the scapegoat after the original bassist died. So
yeah,
they kind of bullied him and took everything out on him.
And that was. Gosh dang it, I was just talking about him with somebody the other day, because it was the bus accident, and because Megadeth was part of that band at the time. Dave Mustaine was part of Metallica at the time.
Actually, the original bassist was Ron McGovney.
The next one's the one that died.
One second. It was Cliff Burton.
Yeah, Cliff. Yeah.
Yeah, and Cliff was, I think, the new guy that's from Ozzy. He's been there the longest of any bassist, but it's kind of like this coasting phase. Well, they're still putting out new music, but they're not. Yeah. You know, it's not
as revolutionary as it was back then. No, you know, you stopped your day to go get the new Metallica album back then.
Yeah. Yeah, they kind of screwed Jason on the And Justice for All album, where they took the bass and took it totally out of the album.
Yes. Yeah, they really did. That was crap. But then Dave Mustaine is all over the internet now just because I think he's sick.
He's a whiny bitch.
Yeah, he's turning into a real whiny bitch. And it's Metallica owes me. Nobody gives a shit. Just show your... His daughter's singing now. Okay, she's the next one up. Let's go.
Yeah.
So.
And he was a talented guitarist, but he was just...
Dude, Megadeth's good music. I like Megadeth.
Yeah, if they actually had somebody that didn't sound like they were just... Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with them.
The vocal cords are just...
They're shot. They're absolutely shot. How do you sing night after night after night for 30 years and not get screwed up?
Yeah, they should have hired a vocalist, but...
Hot green tea.
Yeah, the ego got in the way there. Yeah, he was on Joe Rogan. He did a podcast there, and it was just a bunch of whining.
Yeah.
You know, it's sad. Screwed him over and this, that, and the other thing. And he's just an awkward, weird dude.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. It's sad because he is talented.
Yep.
I don't know. Well, all we have to do is worry about us. Oh.
Budsy's pissed off.
Budsy's upset. There's no one here at this hour. It's 9:29.
Budsy's
something. Yeah, we've been at this for an hour and 20 minutes.
Yes, sir.
Eating up our 5 hours a month. Well, Dave, I got nothing else, buddy.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Keep an eye on the channel. Tomorrow we may have local recordings of Josh from South Florida Lift Stations, the family. And I don't know. We have some other – who knows? I might just grab people. Just bring them on. I'll just walk them in here and sit them down. And I've got two microphones. We're just going to go. Who cares?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much again for joining us. Now, remember, you can't just log off because at Riverside FM, you have to wait till it says 100%.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Oh, it's loud. Once again, I'm Jason.
And I'm David.
And it has been yet another very terrible podcast. Oh, man, hit the stop button. There